This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here as we launch into the third hour of this program, kicking off another week of fun in the studio with you tonight. It's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Melanie.
We've been talking about, on and off throughout the show here tonight, the incel rebellion, where there's these angry, sexually frustrated, seems like, I think it's mostly
just
males.
Take care of each other, guys. Just do it.
Yeah, so there seems to be some people who are reporting them because they feel like they should be sleeping with them instead of their clients.
Hold on. Whoa, there's too many thems here. We didn't explain what's going on yet. The incels, the involuntarily celibate people, are apparently now, some of them are reporting sex workers because they're jealous that they can make money from having sex. They're jealous that they're having sex at all. They're jealous that they're making money from being on a video camera on the internet. And they're actually reporting them to the IRS or whatever other taxing government agency there might be in the country in which they believe the person lives. So that's what's happening.
Yeah, so they're being reported. Some people that are reporting them are reporting them because they think they should be providing services to them instead of their clients. Some people are reporting the workers because they don't like the idea of prostitutes and they are sex workers and they want to enforce family values by giving more power to the IRS and federal government, which is a really weird concept that they're going to have to walk me through. And some people who are reporting them because they just assume that all sex workers are leftists and therefore if you like the state, then you should have more state forced upon you. Which, if you're even going to make that argument, you kind of need to vet individuals to be like, oh, does this person support taxation? Which, don't do that anyway, but...
Well, and part of this is also the slave-on-slave violence, right? Where people who are abused will then dish out abuse, right?
Right.
The kind of the cycle of abuse. Oh, well, these incels, they have to be, you know, they're being taxed at whatever job it is that they've got. They don't like paying taxes, but damn it, if they have to pay taxes, then so does everybody else. And anybody else that is successfully not paying taxes, and again, we don't know whether these cam girls are or are not, and they don't know either. They're just reporting them to try to make their lives more difficult. But regardless, these people are jealous, and they feel like, oh, well, if somebody else out there is not paying taxes and I have to pay taxes, even though I don't like taxes, I'm going to report them and make them have to pay taxes because everybody needs to pay taxes if I pay taxes. It's a crazy...
Yeah, and we do, like you don't, just because somebody has a business online, whether it's a business you like or not, mm-hmm. and they have it advertised on their Instagram, Facebook, whatever it is, that you don't know they're not filing taxes. They could be filing taxes. Like, you don't know that, but then if you report them, if you happen to get their real name and info, which
they can probably figure out because these guys are pretty crafty.
Yeah, so maybe they can, even if they're filing taxes and they're filing taxes completely legally, that's still going to be all kinds of hell that you don't want to go through when somebody calls the IRS on you. Some woman said she was audited. Maybe she's filing everything legally. You still don't want to go through an audit. You still don't want to have to go through being reported to the IRS.
No, they're not going to tell you
taxes or not.
If you're getting an audit, they're not going to say
snitches get stitches, guys. Right. Snitches get stitches.
They're not going to tell you when you get an audit that, oh, well, such and you know, we got a report. They're just going to say we're auditing you, right?
Yeah.
So this woman who was audited may have just been a random
audit.
Yeah,
but if somebody messages you and says I'm auditing you, which is I'm reporting you to the IRS, which mm-hmm. is the screenshots that she provided,
uh-huh.
and then a month later you get audited by the IRS and you haven't had problems before, that's not an unfair conclusion.
I see that.
But then again, it's not unlikely that if somebody sends emails to 100,000 sex workers saying, I'm reporting you to the IRS, it could well be that one of that 100,000 will get randomly audited,
yeah.
and make the conclusion of a connection where there isn't one.
Okay, so the defense is just terrorism, not narcissism.
I'm sorry, y'all both talked at the same time.
Okay.
Can one take a turn?
Well,
so the defense that you're putting forth is that it's just terrorism, not all-out narking.
It's not a defense. I mean, these guys need bitch smacking either way it goes. But the their 4chan is traditionally clever. I mean, the whole thing they did with the OK sign, that was a brilliant troll.
It
was extremely cheap. And that's the thing. The cheapest thing to do is to send these girls messages online and put them in a tizzy. The more expensive thing to do is actually find out if they're doing tax fraud, actually find out who they really are, and then call up the IRS and tell them about it. It's easier just to be an idiot online.
Right. And look, the fact is, from what I understand, and maybe it wasn't you that told me this, but as I understand it, the IRS is much more likely to go after a high-value target, somebody like a Wesley Snipes, somebody that they can take down, make a spectacle about taking that person down, or even if they're not a big name, take down somebody that's worth a lot of money.
Right, yeah, so people
or
who
maybe
are...
the only black voice speaking out against the income tax system. Not the only,
Wesley Snipes.
One of the only black voices is speaking out against the income tax for sure.
So people who have political target value and people who have a lot of zeros behind their name or behind their income are more likely to get targeted and audited. That does not mean that regular people don't get audited, because they do. Mm-hmm. If someone's actually... It is exceedingly rare for somebody without a personal vendetta to report you to the IRS.
Yeah.
Most of the reports most of the reports to the IRS come from either ex-employees or ex-spouses. Like, it has to be that personal. Even if they hate you, they hate the IRS more, even hardcore statists.
Somebody 1 year sent me a piece of mail when I was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and inside the mail, because it's just a campground, so somebody sent me some mail there, and inside that was a copy of an IRS snitch form filled out that had been sent, purportedly, a copy of it had been sent to the IRS. And so it's not the first time somebody said that about me. And, you know, obviously you get on the radio and you talk about not paying taxes, as I have talked about many a time. And
if someone actually goes to the trouble of reporting you, that you'll get audited. That's not unlikely. So, yeah, just a regular person doing something, small income. I mean, you could get audited, but...
I'm saying it's unlikely that these reports are going to get these people audited, because they don't have any evidence. It's just another piece of paper coming into an IRS bureaucrat,
if they're not reporting this income and they have evidence that they're running the site, then they do have evidence.
What is the evidence that they would have?
That they're producing income at all.
Okay.
The IRS knows whether or not they're filing it, so that can be easily checked.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're filing, if they're only reporting for their, you know, $15,000 W-2 job, whereas they're not reporting any income on this at all, you can't prove what they're making just as a client. But, yeah, you can cause people a lot of trouble by that. Like, the IRS does audit people, and they do audit people randomly, and they do audit people at kind of the request of their fellow citizens.
Hmm. Well, I gotta say, I don't think I'm as concerned about this as you are. I wouldn't give these guys as much credit as you're giving them, because I think they want to believe that they're actually going to cause these girls some heartache and some trouble, and I just don't buy it. I don't think that this is going to be taken seriously by these agents.
I'm also not convinced this isn't just a part of it, an IRS plant, because...
Wait, are you saying that the guy who's the rape advocate is an IRS plant?
No, because he's not every single person.
Okay.
So just because some people are in on it, like just because some people are actually stupid enough to believe that the earth is flat and go around saying that, doesn't mean that the CIA doesn't exist. So...
Okay.
Okay,
I would not be surprised.
You leapt over the canyon there.
I like to not assume that our listeners are too stupid.
It's widely believed that the flat Earth theory was put forward by the CIA to make conspiracy theorists look stupid. That's actually it has been put forward that it is actually a conspiracy to create a conspiracy theory.
So more coming up here in moments. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything. Our toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the incels, the involuntarily celibates. Some of them are really angry at cam girls, I guess, because they're jealous, because they can't make money like that.
Because they have vaginas.
And man. Well, I mean, you can make money. You can make money with a penis if you are on a cam, too.
No, I'm saying a lot of the incels hate cam girls because they have vaginas.
Oh, okay.
They
hate
women in general.
Yeah, that can be true. But as you pointed out before, Rich.
You know, women apparently hated them, and they're just hating them back, so I guess I can understand that.
But if they want human contact, they could always contact one another, as you pointed out before. They could, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Or, like, if... So
they all part in a storm, guys.
People don't really have that great a track record as a species. So if on the scale of people, you find yourself so far to the bottom where none of the other ones want to associate with you, you should probably do something to improve yourself.
Rather than complaining and finding fault with others?
Or calling the IRS, yes.
Right, because it's so much easier to actually find fault with others than to actually make your life better and to focus on, you know, improving yourself.
Because if you suck so bad that the only person you can get to side with you as to whether or not people are too mean to you is the Internal Revenue Service, you really need to reevaluate your life.
That's a great point. Mm. So I do want to tell you about the Blink Home Security System. It is, of course, the holiday season, and you're looking for a gift. You know, it's not Christmas yet. You got time to get this done. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. Get your Blink camera system for a loved one starting less than $100. Now, obviously, you can tweak these things and add cameras and do whatever you want to with them. The Blink motion activated HD cameras are wireless. They set up super fast because of that, and their batteries last up to 2 years. They've got a live feed option. If you want to check the feed anytime you want, you can do that. Or just wait until you get the clips from the cameras when you set them to be operating. It's up to you how this system works. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. blinkprotect.com/FTL. Like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, of course, our Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open. If you want to weigh in on the incel situation here, as apparently some people have decided they're going to stoop as low as possible to one of the lowest things that a human can do, which is to say snitch on another peaceful human being who is ultimately just doing something voluntary and productive. You may not like what that person does for a living, but if you don't like it, just leave the person alone and figure out something else to do with your time. But instead, no, they've targeted cam girls, they've targeted apparently other sex workers, and have reported them to the IRS. Even though they don't have any actual evidence of anybody not paying taxes, they just, you know, they want to try to intimidate them, and it's pretty pathetic. Was there anything else that you wanted to share on this, Melanie, or did we pretty much cover this?
Yeah, so, and then the only thing I wanted to add there is some sex workers on Instagram and Twitter apparently giving really wrong tax advice.
Oh.
So,
like what?
Don't ever take tax advice from a sex worker, and I will promise to refrain from giving advice on casual sex. So, they're telling people wrong information about filing, not deadlines, filing thresholds.
Hmm. Like if you make less than or more than X.
One woman was on there telling people they didn't have to file until they made $20,000. I don't know where that number comes from.
Hmm.
If you are self-employed, which means you make money and you are not a employee classified as someone else's employee with all of that money, then if you make at least $400, you have to file. You're not going to owe anything necessarily, but you still have to file. Or you probably still owe the
14% on the 499.
I haven't filed since 2004, so you don't have to file.
Okay, so... Yeah, so
they may come after you.
The law is, that's the law.
Yeah.
Here's
what I think of their laws.
If I'm not saying go file taxes, but if you're going to not file,
you're
like,
saying
you
if
be
you
want to
be legal, you're giving
not even that much. But so if you're going to commit a crime, you should know that you're committing a crime. Is kind of my position.
I see.
So if that's what you're going to do, that's fine. But then know that that's what you're doing, and then maybe don't brag about it openly on the internet under your real name.
Yeah.
If, you know, that's not the kind of risk you want to take. So, yeah, that's, I mean, just in general, don't.
And Melanie, you're a tax professional, so you actually do know what the filing deadlines and limits and things like that are.
Yeah, but I do kind of, yeah, so that was really the last thing, but I think this is really, like, it is dangerous having people call the IRS on you is dangerous.
I mean, I'm not saying that they're going to be completely safe.
I think it's
safe.
More of a terrorism.
You think the calling the IRS is terrorism?
well, calling the IRS and telling them that you're doing it is terrorism.
Yeah.
But I think that it's more of a terrorism campaign than an actual campaign that's going to... Like, yeah, some people are going to get audited. I have somebody arguing with me right now that it's not going to be a full audit. Most audits aren't, so... Okay, so it's a line item audit. Like, okay, they could seize your stuff if they can see that you had some income. Maybe they can't even determine how much. They could still seize your bank accounts and your property and...
They can make your life a living hell if they want to. But the fact of the matter is millions of Americans don't file taxes every single year. And most of them don't get audited.
Right, but most of them don't have campaigns of people reporting them to the IRS for funsies.
And most of them don't go on the radio and go, na, 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 na.
Yeah, so any risk that somebody wants to take, that's their business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you, okay, this is the risk you are taking.
Yeah, that's fair advice. All right, so the toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. You know what? Since we're on the topic of people in the world of kind of geek land, the incels tend to be kind of an internet community. There may be some incels that aren't on the internet, but that's kind of how they become known, is they've gotten together and they've created a place to go and complain with one another.
Well, no matter how toxic you are, you can find a place on the internet with people like you,
or worse than you.
You can go and fester.
So, kind of in that same category is the world, because I touched earlier on the idea that there's these girls who get paid to just go on the internet and not even get naked. They're on Twitch.
Ain't America great?
It's amazing. It really is. I'm not jealous of them. I think it's awesome. More power to them. You know, if you got it, girl, you know, use it while you still have it, because you probably aren't going to have it for your whole life. So you might as well use it now. But, you know, these young ladies, they get on there, they play video games, they dress with showing some cleavage, and they make way more money likely than probably 90% of the dudes that are on the streaming platform. Again, we're on Twitch. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can watch us there. These young ladies, if you're a good-looking lady and you like video games, you've got a career, basically. As long as you're not afraid of a camera and you're willing to actually talk to desperate, thirsty, I think the word was beta males was used earlier.
Desperate, thirsty beta males is the accepted nomenclature there.
So that is the down part of the job. Like, that's the downside, right? Like, it's cool to get paid to play video games, but on the other hand, you do have to deal with your audience, which tends to be the beta male desperate category. Mm-hmm. So as long as you're willing to put up with them, then, you know, they will pay you to watch you do things on the internet. I think it's amazing. But the other thing about this video game...
And the ones that are paying them are not necessarily the horrible ones that are reporting.
No, not at all.
A different group of people.
Yeah, absolutely. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. The ones paying are the ones who still have hope. Right? But then there's also this esports thing. Do you guys know what this is? Esports?
Esports?
Yeah, they're actually making video games.
Oh, that's where you take a bunch of ecstasy and
then... No, it's not
that. The video game esports?
Not that. Yeah, more coming up here in moments.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Here's the bottom line. Nobody's coming into our country unless they come in legally.
President Trump addressing the situation at the border, a chaotic scene as thousands of people arrive in Tijuana, Mexico. Members of the caravan met with tear gas when they rushed the border. Dozens arrested trying to cross the border illegally.
I'll tell you what. Obama had a separation policy. We all had the same policy. I tried to do it differently, but Obama had a separation policy, but people don't like to talk about that.
To Hoover, Alabama, where the mayor, Frank Brocato, speaking out about a Thanksgiving shooting at the Galleria Mall as police mistakenly kill the wrong suspect.
There is a tremendous interest in seeing video from body cameras and other sources. All video evidence was immediately transferred to outside agencies.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. A lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom is a New York Times best-selling author. He's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September of 2013, Tom's been putting out The Tom Woods Show every single weekday, which means he's racked up over 1,200 episodes so far. You can go and listen to them over at TomWoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. As we continue here, we were just touching on this sort of the gaming, the way gaming has changed. I remember when I was growing up. I'm a little younger than you, Rich. I'm a little older than you, Melanie. But in the 80s and the 90s, video games were a thing. They were popular. They didn't cross the threshold of being bigger than Hollywood movies until the aughts. So in the last decade, there was a certain, I think, point in the middle of the aughts where the amount of revenue coming in for major release video games began to exceed the amount of revenue coming in for Hollywood blockbuster movies. So that was definitely a turning point. But, you know, games just used to be kind of a thing that people did. It was a hobby. It was something people enjoyed. And it has become something completely different now. It is something now where people can actually get, they can make money if they're not the programmers. So it used to be the game manufacturers were the ones making money on games. Now you can actually make money, as we were talking about earlier, if you have a modicum of ability to be in front of a camera, aren't afraid to interact with an internet audience, and especially if you're physically attractive, you will make money, certainly as a female, playing video games on a site like Twitch. If you're a male, you probably have to be somewhat entertaining or, you know, have some kind of, you know, reason for people to tune into you.
Or good at video games.
Or that, yeah. And so there's money to be made just off of playing video games at sort of an average level. But now they actually have something called eSports, which I think takes video games to a ridiculous level, but, you know, I'm not the one in charge. I'm not the one deciding these things. This is what people want, apparently. Arlington, Texas, the story coming from CBS News, where the largest venue dedicated to eSports in North America opened its doors this weekend, drawing a sold-out crowd at its inaugural event. The city's convention center transformed into eSports Stadium Arlington, falling right into place with AT&T Stadium and Globe Life Park. Professional gamers, coaches, gaming PCs, and more lit up the stage in front of a sold-out audience on Saturday. Fan Chris Lane says, "Oh man, it's majestic. It might as well be the ninth wonder of the world when you come to an event like this," he says. The inaugural event was the eSports Championship Series semifinals of the popular first-person shooter Counter-Strike Global Offensive. Now, did anybody think for a moment 20 years ago or 15 years ago when, you know, people were just on the internet playing video games with one another, that someday there would actually be teams of people getting sponsorships like, you know, patches on jackets of race car drivers, that kind of like corporate sponsorships, to play competitive video games? That's what has happened. That is the world that we're living in today. Not only are people getting paid to play competitive video games, but there are people who are fans of this, who will go and pay money to watch people play video games competitively. In a stadium seating kind of format. They're going to sports stadiums designed for video game players. You're laughing. It's funny, isn't
it? I know
it?
It's true, though, but, like, that is so boring.
Mm. I totally agree. I don't understand. Look, I can understand why somebody...
I don't know what makes it more boring than a bunch of guys running around on a field.
Sports ball is also boring.
Well, that's the thing, is that's what I miss, is the thing that's common to this and sports ball, which is wanting to watch other people play games.
Right.
But once you've got that, the absurdity of the video game...
It doesn't
seem any more absurd to me than the football market.
At least sports ball actually requires some level of skill.
Yeah.
Not just like, I'm going to play this video game.
It's just a mating display writ large,
yeah,
with a lot of homoerotic symbolism. But,
a lot of it, yeah.
But the, I don't know. I don't see it. But
I get it. So you're saying it's on the same level as regular sports?
It's exactly on the same level to me. They strike me as precisely equivalent.
But are you going to argue that... Now, look, I'm like you guys. I'm not a fan of sports ball or anything like that either. But I got to say, I'm kind of more on Melanie's side on this one. It's like, at least with sports ball, you've got real skill.
There's like some level of dignity with sports.
In a world where killing people with drones is a thing, maybe being able to operate your joystick is a real skill.
There's no doubt that these players are better, right? Like, they're probably way better than I would be, right? Even though I've played video games before, I'm sure if you sat me down with one of these professionals who spends all their time playing these games, they would whoop my butt. Right? Like, there's no doubt about it.
Almost certainly, unless they are of a sufficiently high cup size.
So, I'm saying they would defeat me in the video game. They'd whip me. And so, to some extent, practice does create skill in the world of video games, but it just doesn't seem like
it's
the same
something
level
I even
want
to call skill. Like, I guess technically it probably is. But so, even a lot of sports... Some of these subsets of what you have to do are translatable into real-world valuable skills.
Like what, kicking a ball or hitting a ball?
Running fast can be useful. You know, being physically strong can be useful. Playing Mario Kart is not useful outside
well,
of...
Well, they use the same skills when they beat their wives.
Wait, you're talking about the sports, the regular
the
sports
athletes,
people?
They beat their wives the same way, so they do use those skills outside.
Okay, yeah, so just because a skill can be abused does not mean it's as worthless as playing video games.
Yeah. I think it's great that this is something people can make money on, that's cool, but I also find it ironic that I wonder how many of the esports fans were critical of regular sports. You know what I mean? Like, there is certainly, I wouldn't say it's unfamiliar to computer geeks to make fun of people who watch regular sports, but now they're becoming sports, esports fans. And so I wonder how many of the people who are huge fanatics of this esports used to criticize sports fans. You know, how the sports fan knows who the Heisman Trophy winner was in 1979.
Is that the same group of people, though? Because you could play video games, and that's, you know, a valid hobby, mm-hmm. without going to stadiums and watching other people.
No, but I'm asking how many of the people who go to the stadiums previously had criticized sports fans for doing the same thing. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I thought it was the people who were playing video, because there wasn't, as far as I know, a big spectator group back then.
No,
so,
this is new. This is a new thing.
Once in a while, you get three people behind you on the Donkey Kong machine
there
in the 80s.
Yeah,
but
that
they were standing in line. They weren't, like,
no,
$800
to watch.
They'd watch if you were good.
Yeah. There were people gather around a good arcade player and watch that person play. There might have even been people taking bets on some of those games. But this is a whole this is a whole different thing here. The inaugural event, again, was for Counter-Strike Global Offensive, which is the game they played. The league is structured like the business of traditional sports. There are 20 teams across North America and Europe, and each team has an owner, paid players, and sponsorships. The ever-growing wonder of esports was not only popular at the stadium, but also to tens of thousands streaming the event live online. Jonathan Odethone, founder and president of Engage, which I guess is the... I'm guessing that's the like the equivalent of the NFL, NGAGE, what do you call that, the league? He says, I'm super pumped. I'm just glad we've opened the doors. We're getting people funneled in. He helped set up the 10-year lease with Arlington for the stadium. He says, my dream is to pack this house out every weekend to expand and grow this venue to a 20 to 60,000 seating venue one day so we can compete with the NFLs and the Major League Baseballs of the world. The prize money on the line for the event, $750,000 if you were the top winning team of this event. More coming up. Free talk.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. We can get you on the air here in these remaining moments. Got time for you right now. Over to 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Discord is our chat server. There are people there all the time, pretty much. You can go in there and get interactive with them. It's free. And when we're on the air during the show, you can call in, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian, Rich, and Melanie in the studio here. We were just talking about this esports concept that just seems to just keep getting bigger. There was a venue that was purchased, I guess a 10-year-long lease of the Arlington Convention Center has been leased now and turned into an esports stadium, where at the opening event they had, and it doesn't say how many people attended, but there were $750,000 on the line for the top prize for these teams that just play video games. But that's not all. According to one of the co-founders, and it doesn't say what this organization is, Faceit, F-A-C-E-I-T. Is that, I don't know if that's one of the teams or what it is, but Michelle Attasiani said, a lot of these teams have mental coaches. They have nutritionists. They have people that prepare them to come to this competition and perform at their best.
Well, yeah, for $750,000, yeah, that makes sense. Hey, if somebody was going to pay me $750,000 to watch videos of me reading books and doing puzzles, yeah, I'd do that. From the consumer's perspective, though, it's like, why?
So they're paying, in this case, are the gamers to compete with one another in a tournament, right? So the fans watch. The people who are the players are competing in a video game and getting paid for it.
Right, yeah. So from the people who are getting paid, like, yeah, if somebody's going to pay you good money to do silly things, by all means, do silly things. That doesn't really change my opinion of, like, the sense that it makes on the consumer's standpoint.
From somebody who wants to actually go to the stadium and pay for a ticket, presumably. I'm guessing there's a ticket price to get into this thing. If you've got $750,000.
Yeah, if you have a little under a mil, then probably is a ticket price.
I'm wondering what it costs to actually get into to watch one of these.
Unless it's one of those things where you pay in to, like, a pool.
I don't know how it works. They say they have sponsors, etc. We'll get back into it here because there's an even more ridiculous story that one of our chatters just posted in the Discord chat that's related to this. But first, we go to Stu. He's watching us on YouTube, actually, in Salt Lake. Go ahead, Stu.
Hey, guys. What's up?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Just wanted to call and say thanks for letting me listen and for doing the show that you guys do.
That's nice.
I was the winner of the giveaway for the Liberty Dollars, too.
Oh, right on. The new Liberty Dollar that is now tied in with a cryptocurrency, so an actual silver-backed cryptocurrency.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's a real thing. Daryl actually got some of the silver out of it. So it's first and foremost, it's an actual Ethereum token, but you can exchange the token for the silver that backs it, that's sitting in a warehouse or a vault somewhere. How's
it Von Nothaus?
It's his son.
Nice.
Yeah, so Bernard von Nothaus has a son. His name's Extra, and he's basically taken on the mantle of the Liberty Dollar concept.
They should have called it Sons of Liberty Dollar.
So, Stu, what about it, man? How was your experience with the Liberty Dollar, too?
Oh, it was great. I've already redeemed all of them, and they shipped and arrived today. So I looked down, they're beautiful coins, and I'm pretty excited about them.
Yeah, I did see the ones that Daryl had redeemed. I don't think he redeemed all of them. It'll be interesting to see how many people actually redeem it for the silver versus how many actually hold on to it as a cryptocurrency. I think it's still in its incipient stages. There's a pre-sale that I think is still going on. Anyway, it's a neat concept. Liberty Dollar 2.
Yeah,
are they denominated?
I got a nerd too. I thought of buying some more of the tokens, just hold on to the ERC version of it.
Yeah, so ld2coin.io is the website, and I'm just checking the site right now to see where they're at in the presale. So what they had was 10,000 of these things as a limited edition presale token, sort of as a fundraiser to take this to the next step. And the last I'd looked, they were under 4,000 of them remaining, so they'd gone through over half of them. Let's see here. Okay, here we go. Yeah, just under 4,000 of them remaining. So there's still quite a few of these available for anybody that wants to get in on the initial launch of this concept. So check it out over at ld2coin.io. Stu, was there anything else you wanted to say or just say thanks?
Yeah, just thanks, guys.
What do you think about this esports thing?
Oh, man. You know, I kind of thought that eventually we would get there because video gaming's always been so popular since I was growing up and ever since Nintendo came out. And then there were ideas of people putting together smaller leagues and stuff. I figured it would get to a big national event eventually.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotten ridiculous. There's another headline here from back in August from ctvnews.ca, and thank you for the call, Stu. I appreciate hearing from you. Glad you like the Liberty Dollar, too. Headline, growth of esports industry pushes parents to hire video game coaches for kids. I mean, this is not satire. As competitive,
see, I have a hard time believing that. I'm suspecting that it's the kids who are pushing for the video games, not the growth of the industry.
Well, either way, parents are hiring coaches for video games.
Yeah,
for their kids. Like this, you know, tantamount to hiring a coach to help you with your golf swing or hiring a coach to help.
Yeah, you know, a lot of parents are people who decided they want a kid, and then a lot of parents are just a bunch of people who couldn't figure out how to operate a condom. So that kind of explains this.
I'm not sure if that explains this.
I think it does.
I think some parents want to get their kids the best, right? They want their kid plays a video game.
Video games.
That's what this is. It's ridiculous, but this is reality now.
Well, okay. I'm not sure why it's ridiculous. I had weird. I had weird things that I wanted to do when I was a kid,
yeah.
And my parents may have had no idea why I wanted to do them, but I wanted to do them, so they'd, you know, buy me a whatever, baseball glove.
Yeah, but did they ever hire a baseball consultant to come in and help you catch better?
Yeah, because that would be the equivalent.
Well, no, but there were certainly people who did. I mean, well, first you had little league teams. Then you had certainly people who were getting private coaching for their kids or giving their kids
for video games.
Right, so I don't see why it's worse for video games.
No, it's just silly. It's just, it's shocking.
I don't
shocking.
See why it's more silly. It
I'm not saying it's more
me
silly.
Because it seems like, to me, a natural confluence of, you know, people like sports, people hire sports coaches, people like video games, people hire
It's the same thing.
I think that most of the people who are hiring professional sports coaches for their small children are being very silly.
Right. I think we're agreeing here that it's all the same level of silliness. Because the idea is you're going to hire this coach. It's going to help your kid be better at baseball or be better at Super Mario or whatever it is that their, you know, competitive game is. And that then they'll get into a league. Then they'll get into the NFL. Then they'll get into this new video game league, whatever that's called. As competitive video gaming or esports has moved from the fringes to the mainstream, parents are paying coaches to teach their children how to improve their video gaming skills and gain an edge over their opponents. Nikolai Larson is one of the coaches parents turn to. This is another way people are making money, right? We were just talking about the different ways people make money off of video games who aren't the programmers anymore.
So if you're an incel, become a video game coach.
Consultant.
Instead of ratting out sex work.
You might meet some moms that way if you become a video game coach.
Yeah, but if you got the kind of personality that leads you to rat out sex workers, who's going to want to know you?
So hiring for their kids as young as 10 years old who are falling behind. He told CTV's Your Morning, quote,
"Who are falling behind?
We take a look at their gameplay.
Video games.
We take a look at their strategy and the way they approach these games, and then we just do coaching," he said. "It sounds simple because it is kind of simple."
I mean, you could have.
It sounds simple because I'm a little simple.
Right.
You could at least let the kid enjoy video games and have it just be a hobby instead of trying to make that into some serious, like, oh no, like you got a D in video games. Like, we had to hire you a tutor.
The worldwide gaming industry is expected to rake in close to $140 billion this year alone, according to Newzoo, a research firm that focuses on the gaming industry. The Entertainment Software Association of Canada says 19 million people in Canada are gamers, and 52% of them are male, which championship esport matches routinely sell out massive arenas such as Madison Square Gardens and draw online crowds much larger than those enjoyed by more traditional sports. Some winners take home as much as $100 million in prize money. Whether we like it or not, or whether we think it's silly or not, this thing is a phenomenon, this esports stuff. We are out of time tonight, but you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And, Rich, hopefully we'll see you back here again sooner rather than later.
Hoping to see you soon, bro.
More coming up tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.